Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Carry for Animals, number 338 shows and counting. And we're going to have another great show tonight. This is going to be a wonderful event for the elephants that have passed away in 2021 due to being captive and dying there and not living the life. So we're all here to, you know, remember them and do something about it. We are their voices because they should live in freedom and their, you know, peace and happiness and not confined to a circus or a zoo. They need to be out with their families and running free because they deserve it and you know, living a life that they have no choice in the matter in these zoos and circuses. You know, it's not free to them. So please, everyone, I'm just going to go over a couple things. And before we get started here, we got a very packed house tonight, everyone. Thank you, all you listeners. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear. And this show is coming live. Hold on a second. They can't hear me, so hold on one second. Okay, I'm doing the test. If, Barb, if you can hear me, press, let me know on Facebook. I'm having audio problems.
I can hear you.
Hello?
Debbie, if you can hear me. Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear you?
Okay, you can hear me now? Good.
Yes.
I was having some
Kirsten.
Problems here, and I'm trying to get it fixed, but if you can hear me good.
Marilyn cannot hear you.
Marilyn? Okay, oh, hold on one second.
And neither can Sandra. Neither can Sandra. Oh. I'm the only one that can hear you.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now can you hear me?
I can hear you. This
here.
Is Kirsten.
Okay, I'm online now. And Kirsten, can you hear me? You're online.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
I can
good.
Hear you.
I did it right then, okay?
Okay.
So anyway, well, I'm sorry, audience. I hope you're still there. I was having some audio problems, and I'm trying to get them fixed, okay? This show is on overload, okay? So I got to just bear with me. There is a lot of listeners coming in worldwide, okay? So anyway, my name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am a.k.a. Mama Bear, and I'm the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, on every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Listening worldwide, all shows are recorded live and archived. So listen and share 24/7, everyone. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. Big shout out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, where it gets posted every Thursday, promoting it. And please check it out because she has some hot topic shows too on TS Radio Network. And a big shout out to Animal Advocate Alliance out there. I'm a part of their family now, and they're coming up with a new radio station coming soon. Website, check it out, you know, Animal Advocate Alliance on Facebook, Twitter, and a website. Shout out to all these awesome team players that I'm involved with. We have combined, teamed up, and we're working together globally, Animal Advocates. So please, everyone, check them out, and we're going to get the show started here, and hope everybody has got a candle lit. I have my candle lit for the elephants to remember all of them, and so we'll go ahead and go on here. We got several guests on this evening, and we're going to be bringing Kirsten Cluster on first. She has been on this show before. And always welcome them back. But I want to bring her on air. Kirsten, you're live and on the air, and she's from Elephant Guardians of Los Angeles, out there helping Billy the Elephant, everyone. So please, you know, welcome back there, Kirsten. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie. We really appreciate you having us on the show and giving us this platform. And before I start talking about the vigil, I just want to say on behalf of the vigil team that we just so appreciate you, and we want to express our gratitude for helping us get out our message and to promote this vigil and to honor these elephants who have died. And also, Debbie, we just are really grateful for your tireless work for all of the animals. So thank you.
Hey, you're so welcome. You know, I do my best to try to do what I can, you know, and help them out, because the more voices out there and action takers, the better, you know. And so
yes,
I'm all for teamwork, okay? And
yes,
but
thank you.
All you're doing. And there is a live event going on right now on Facebook. It's a worldwide vigil or worldwide candlelight, and it's vigil, and this is all together for elephants, and it's my my event tonight if you want to visit it. And I do have Billy's petition in there, Kirsten. Isn't that great?
Thank you. Yes, that's wonderful. And actually, ties into how the vigil got started, Debbie. We wanted to just tell you a little story about how this international event started. It started as just a very local thing that happened here in Los Angeles, and it actually started because of a rhinoceros. It was in November of 2017, Rana the rhinoceros died at the Los Angeles Zoo, And our local community here really wanted to honor her and the really tragic life she lived in captivity and to memorialize her. So we planned a small candlelight vigil in front of the Los Angeles Zoo, and we included in that vigil the 14 elephants who have died over the years in the Los Angeles Zoo. And with that, our plea to the city of Los Angeles to finally release Billy and Tina and Shanzi and Jewel, the four elephants who are currently held in the LA sanctuary. And we had so much support for this vigil that the next year we joined with the team from LEAP and the people at Free the Oregon Zoo Elephants and at the Elephant Advocacy Project and also Save Nosy Now, incredible advocates from all over here in the United States and in Canada. And we went from being a small vigil at a local zoo to this international event that honors the elephants who perish in captivity all over the world. So that's kind of the history of how we got here. And the vigil team thought it would be nice, if it's okay with you, Debbie, to just read a small part of our mission statement, because we think
yes,
it really
course.
Explains what this vigil is all about.
Okay,
thank you. So I'm just going to read this for our listeners, just to really, we feel this is really the core message of what this is about. Captive-held elephants are treated as commodities to generate profit for zoos, circuses, and other entertainment venues, shuffled from place to place with no regard for their well-being, often spending the majority of their time alone in substandard conditions, without the space required by the largest land mammal on Earth. These elephants die prematurely of diseases such as arthritis, foot disease, tuberculosis, heliotropic herpes virus, and other illnesses brought on by the unnatural conditions of their confinement. Elephants in captivity also display stereotypical swaying, rocking, and bobbing movements, which are symptoms of extreme psychological stress and trauma. The International Candlelight Vigil for Elephants serves to honor these extraordinary beings and their birthright of freedom. The International Candlelight Vigil for Elephants is an offering of remembrance and a call to walk gently upon the earth with compassion and respect for all who share our one planet.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, you know, these elephants, they're our gentle giant friends. And, you know, so tired of seeing be treated as slave, you know, slavery needs to end, animal slavery, and let them live freely, you know. And I'm thinking, why is this keep happening? But without all you ladies out there fighting for them, fighting for their freedom and their justice, you know, where would they be today? You know, I mean, I just had a show last week with Marianne Holm of LEAP, you know, Lucy Edmonton Advocates Project, did another outstanding show. These shows will not stop, you know, for all animals in need out there. So we have to keep the fight on. And, Kirsten, I wanted to bring somebody on here. It's a surprise, okay, for all of you, for the event that's going on Saturday the 15th, everyone, at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. With Lindsay Baker, and she's hosting it on Saturday. And they do have a event page on Facebook, and it's the International Candlelight Vigil for Elephants. So please visit that. And, you know, I brought her on, but I was going to tell you, ladies, but I wanted to keep it a surprise, and I can't believe I kept a secret this long. You know, so Lindsay Baker, how are you? Are you, you're live and on the air. Can you hear me?
Hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. Go right ahead. You're live. Thank you for calling in. This is great.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes. This is the second time that I've had the honor of being involved in the International Candlelight Vigil for Elephants. And it's an amazing event, but it's always amazing when I start to finally build the see the 86. Well, we didn't. I don't think we have did all of the video of all of the elephants, but to find out, come to find out that 86 elephants have died this year alone, not this year, but 2020. And it's sobering. I can't go through the video that we are going to be showing without crying. And I see a lot.
Bet. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And thank you for what you're doing, everyone. This show tonight is a promo for their main event on Saturday. Unchained TV, Jane Velez Mitchell, and she's been on this show several times, several years ago. And if you visit Jane Velez's page, you can listen to it live from right there, right, Lindsay? That would be wonderful because I'll be listening in. Yes.
Wait, it's Facebook.com, and then if you can remember Jane Velez Mitchell, and that's you just go up there at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you will see the broadcast live. But it's also going to be airing after. We want as many people on the broadcast and sharing. It's so important that people tune in to this. It's so helpful to get this word out and share the broadcast and afterwards. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to say that.
Yeah, no problem, because that's what this show's all about tonight, bringing these guests on and promoting this the main event on the 15th, everyone. And if you go to the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me, there's a promo and information links to you can cross over to go to get involved. Even my event tonight is promoting this main event on Saturday. So it takes teamwork, right, Lindsay? And it's such an honor to have you on this evening and speaking up, you know, for this and, you know, taking the time and joining the World in Remembrance January 15th, everybody, this coming Saturday, Candlelight Elephants Who Suffered and Died Due to Captivity During 2021. So be there, and Lindsay, you can stay online or on air, okay? And I'm going to go back to Kirsten for 1 minute, and because we have a lot of guests here, and everyone, all these shows are archived. So if you want to go back later and listen to them or share them or whatever, just go to the PPJ Gazette online, and on the right hand column, search Voices Care for Animals, or go on Blog Talk Radio and. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals, and all the links will pop up, and you can share from the left side of the screen. But, yeah, Lindsay, stay right on air, okay, if you like. And Kirsten, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So did I surprise you, ladies? Because I didn't say anything about Lindsay
great.
Coming on.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. Yeah, we're so happy she could be here. Thank you.
Yes, I love it. And well, I'll be tuning in on Saturday, too, 1 o'clock Eastern here in Florida. And I've been sharing it all over Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all of them. So it's huge. Yep. Okay, this is wonderful, ladies. It's so meaningful and heartfelt what all of you are doing, you know, for our Gentle Giant friends. But, Kirsten, I want to keep you on air, okay? And we're going to keep sharing that Billy petition, okay? It's up there signatures. This is wonderful. And we are relentless. We're optimistic, you know. So, but I wanted to bring Sandra Klinger on next and the Elephant Advocacy Project. And I'm going to bring you on, Sandra. Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animal. How are you this evening? This is wonderful.
I am doing very well, Deb. Doing very well, and but that was a big surprise. I think you caught us all by surprise.
Yes.
If you don't mind, I think Marilyn was going to talk a little bit about kind of the breakdown of what we saw this year and with the elephants that passed this year and compared to other years, and how the kind of the breakdown of statistics we are starting to see by now doing this multiple years in a row. And it tells the tale, and it transitions very well into talking about a few specific cases that really pulled at my heart looking and reading so many of the bios this year. There's so many sad stories that deserve to be told and kind of honor the life that these elephants had, what the good and the bad, what they should have had versus what they ended up with, and how we can transition the understanding of their lives into advocacy action. But first, I think Marilyn was ready to talk about the statistics that we've learned.
Okay, and I'm gonna bring Marilyn on right now. Just so you can just stay on there, all you ladies, okay? And a big shout out to all the co-hosts that's on this this vigil for elephants. Include myself, because I'm one of the co-hosts, and so is Animal Advocate Alliance. And a big shout out to all of you. I gotta give a shout out to myself, because I'm one of them too. So, you know, thank you all. This list is huge, ladies. I mean, huge for these co-hosts. And that right there in itself is so heartfelt. But Marilyn, welcome back. This is wonderful that you're, all of you are doing this. And Marilyn Glazer is from Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project, LEAP, and who I had Mary Ann home on last week. And welcome on the show, Marilyn. This is wonderful. And This is so, so uplifting and inspiring what all you are doing. And all of you coming, most of you have been on this show before, and now you're here together. You know, this is fantastic. But go right ahead and tell the audience who you are and what all you're doing there.
Okay. Thank you so much for that nice introduction. And that was a wonderful show week that you and Mary Ann had. But anyhow, just to break down the numbers that Lindsay mentioned about the deaths in 2021, there are a few more of us, who had from its humble beginnings with the vigil, a few more of us on this team from the past couple of years. So we're able to do our best, to try and track these deaths. So in 2021, we had 45 circus and zoo deaths. Those are the ones that we could find, could read a little bit about, or someone, a friend on the other side of the globe told us about. So we counted and wrote up 45 stories or biographies about these various circus and zoo deaths that happened, of course, around the world. There were also 12 deaths that occurred in various sanctuaries. And, in sanctuaries, they after working, for who knows, decades in logging, or they've been, abused and entertained, they arrive at sanctuaries with extremely challenging health issues. So there were 12 that we tracked who passed away in 2021. And then the past couple years, we have gotten and worked with Sangeeta Iyer and her colleague, V.K. Venkatachilam, and excuse me if I've pronounced his name wrong, and they're with the Voice for Asian Elephants. And they work closely on the ground with government officials in Kerala, India, and so they keep up with temple or festival elephants who also have just horrific lives. So we had a dozen sanctuary deaths, 45 circus zoo deaths, 29 festival deaths. The year before, those who died in 2020 was kind of similar, 8 sanctuary deaths, 45 circus zoo deaths, and 20 festival deaths. And, of course, in 2019, we tracked 3 sanctuary deaths and then 32 circus and zoo deaths. And I'm going to go ahead and turn over to Sandra, who can offer some insight on some of the, or maybe one or two or a couple of the stories that represent so much of what we see that happens to
yes.
these precious souls.
And it's heartbreaking, you know that? And you know what, for Lucy, we're going to keep passing a petition down, whatever we got to do to get her out of there because, you know, we love you, Lucy, and we're not giving up. And that petition just passed over 100,000 signatures, everyone. So this is wonderful. Keep that thing going. And
any of these elephants, it's just not an option.
Right. It's no choice for them. And they're so awesome. They're our gentle giant friends, you know. They don't bother anybody. They deserve to be treated with dignity and respect and live in freedom and justice, you know. So, but go ahead, Sandra. Go ahead. This is another great show, everyone. And thank you all for tuning in, all you organizers of this vigil for elephants. Thank you so much. And it's the fourth annual one, too. So keep it up, okay? Next year, get a hold of me, and we'll have another one, all right? Yeah, but go ahead, Kirsten.
Okay. This is Sandra, and I just wanted to say one of the things that shows like yours, Debbie, has helped us do is spread the word about the vigil each year. And we now get reports of people, as Marilyn said, from around the world of elephants that we might have missed in previous years, that there may not be very much information about them at all. And we have people actually contacting the vigil organizers to say, hey, have you heard about this elephant? Or are you aware that this elephant died? And so that has really helped us kind of expand our ability to capture more of the elephants that are being lost around the world. And we know from what we know about elephants in captivity and how their lives are drastically shortened from what they would be or should be in the wild, we know that we have an aging captive population and that we're losing, those in captivity don't have a whole lot of time based on their ages. So we know there is a kind of a sense of urgency for advocacy for many of these elephants that are still remain in captivity and still need to be released to sanctuary. So as of this year, we have 49 co-host organizations involved, which is fantastic.
Wow.
It's really
awesome.
Year, and we have groups, as has been mentioned, from all over the world participating. And that helps spreads the word about captive elephants and the need for advocacy for them all around the globe. So that's fantastic.
That is. I mean, that is so uplifting. And, wow, I mean, that is what you call a huge, humongous team going forward. I mean, that's so inspiring for you, all you ladies. You know, I mean, you're not giving up. You're keep out there fighting for them, fighting for their freedom and justice. We want to see more victories coming through everyone and for all the
That's
animals
right.
in need and distress because they deserve it. They deserve to live in peace and happiness and socializing with their families and everything. They have feelings just like we do, and we can't forget about them because they're so important. But thank you, ladies. This is wonderful. I love it.
It is heartbreaking work gathering, but we feel like we owe these elephants for their story as much information about their lives as we can gather. Their story should be told. Their life mattered, whether they got to have the life they should have lived, were their birthright with more freedom or actually got released to sanctuary ultimately, which is our ultimate goal for all captive elephants, or whether they died in bondage. And so we try to gather as much information, and I just want to go over a few examples of some of the information we were able to gather in bios that kind of touched my heart specifically. and just highlights what is happening to elephants held in captivity. One example is, and there were sadly quite a few, very young calves who died in captivity. One named Kiran was in a zoo in Germany, barely lived 5 days, was ultimately euthanized, and just never nursed, never was able to make it. And there is another young elephant, also in the German zoo, Kiran, K-I-R-A-N, died at 15 months. And these were about a month apart, these two babies died. And he succumbed to the EEHV, the herpes virus, which is a horrific way to die for a young baby. And is unfortunate, as you look through the bios of the elephant this year, you see quite a few young calves pass away from this horrible disease that is an increased prevalence in captive elephants versus wild populations. So we see it more frequently in captive populations, and we see it particularly killing young elephants under the age of 8. And does this deter zoos continuing to breed captive elephants? No, it does not. Unfortunately, instead, the AZA, which is the U.S. certification, their plan is to, in fact, breed elephants more frequently and younger. So we have a lot of work to do to move zoos from this captive breeding situation that just puts these animals into a life of bondage, and so many of them don't survive past very young age.
Right,
another
so
example of one that was for a circus elephant was Andra. She was in a circus in Italy, lived actually quite a long age. She was 63, but had a horrible, horrible life. And amazingly, I mean, hers is a case that it's just so sad. She was in a traveling circus, actually traveled to Greece, and on exhibit in Greece, it was documented her being brutally abused. And when word got out, and I guess the documentation, the images were released, the people of Greece were so outraged by the abuse, they petitioned the government, and the government banned animal circuses in Greece because of this one elephant and the abuse he suffered. Now, it did not help her, but her life has gone on to help other elephants. The end of her life was not better. She ended up developing cancer, and they continued to force her to perform even when her strength had faded and she had developed a lot of edema in her legs and could barely walk. She was still forced to perform right up until she died. So Andra is an example where her, in a strange coincidence, her life helped other elephants and actually prompted the exact response we hope that we will get from advocates everywhere. They saw what happened to this elephant captivity, the citizens, people, and said, no more, not in our country. And they made it change, and they stopped it. So no more traveling circus with animals will be performing in Greece. So that's exactly the kind of advocacy action we hope we can motivate everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all over the place. And I'm going to put you stay on air, okay, because I'm going to be bringing Barb Levette on, Save Nosy Now, okay? And all you ladies can stay on air. This is another great show, and it is hopping. I mean, we are rocking the airways, everyone. I mean, rocking them. And I got chills going through my body because there is a lot of listeners out there. Thank you so much through the queue and on the Internet. Isn't that wonderful? And Barb LeVette, and she is Save Nosy now. She has been a guest on here many times for Save Nosy's Elephant. And Nosy is comfortable now in Tennessee Sanctuary, looking very happy, everyone. It was a victory. It was a tough fight, but we love you, Nosy, and I wish one day I'd get to meet Nosy and Lucy and all of them. And, but has Nosy has her own law up in New Jersey, and it's great. I mean, Nosy's law. So, Barb LeVette, welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio. How are you this evening?
Hi, Debbie. It's great to be back with you. I've been wondering how you've been, and I'm so glad to hear your voice and to hear the voice of all my wonderful friends out there who are working so hard on this vigil for elephants. We're doing the very best we can to get the news out that these elephants die in terrible, terrible ways, and we want it to stop. We want zoos to do their part. We want circuses to stop completely. We need to do more work in Asia for the Kerala elephants and the festival elephants, and we need to just keep on trucking away. It's wonderful to be with you.
We know you're relentless, and you're still going at it, and it's wonderful, you know. I lost count of how many shows we did together. Wow.
That's right. I intend to keep going. We're going to have a wonderful vigil on Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it as far as getting the news out, like I said, about these suffering elephants. They deserve our voice. They have for many years, and I'm really, really pleased to be one of the founding organizations of the Vigil for Elephants so that we can continue our work to make a larger voice for them, to let people know worldwide what's going on with the elephants. Our vigil, is, as you know, is going to be hosted by Lindsay Baker with the Unchained TV Action Hour, and we're really happy to have her on board. I was pleased to hear her on the call earlier.
Very
pleased to have her help us with this Action Hour again this year like we did last year. We're going to be able to name all the elephants who died in 2021 and their location, and we're going to be lighting candles for them. We'll have some wonderful music by Nicolette Oborge and a wonderful video that has been put together by our vigil team. We will have a moment of silence to honor the elephants, and we're just going to make sure that every one of those elephants is commemorated and remembered because they deserve no less. They've lived in terrible situations. Most of them died way too young, and most of them died under circumstances that are just the most horrific that you've ever heard. Every single biography that has been written and spoken, it just takes your heart away, takes your breath away, takes your whole heart, and you just cry. I don't know how many tears I've cried over these elephants in the last few months since we've been putting this together. And I was thinking, it's really unfortunate that we have to do it through the holidays because, you know, we were posting these awful biographies at least twice a day toward the end of this. And they are just so sad, and it's a terrible way to have to end a year. But on the other hand, we have to let people know what's going on. We have to keep fighting for them. So this is one way that we can do it.
That's right. We can't give up, Barbara, and it's so great to hear your voice again. I have to look
too,
back
Debbie.
At how many shows we did together, like Marianne, and I bet it's up there, you know, over there, because I've been on air while with Marty Oakley starting out TS Radio Network, 163 shows, and then she trained me to go on my own. So there's been a lot of shows we did together, but we never gave up.
Yes, I think
you're always
done, what,
welcome
five
back.
Or six anyway together about Nosy. And Nosy is wonderful and doing wonderfully at the Elephant Sanctuary in Tennessee, our little miracle elephant. We're so pleased that she's there and doing so well and looking so beautiful and happy. That's what we want for all of the elephants that are currently in captivity in zoos and circuses. We would love to see them enjoy a few extra years of life so that they can enjoy their autonomy and their independence, where they can get the best health care and the best friendships that an elephant needs. So, so we're going to keep working on that, just like we did for Nosy. Thank goodness Nosy's where she is.
Yes. I mean, when I seen that come through and it said she'd get released to a sanctuary and free, I had happy tears. I mean, yelling and everything. I was so, I mean, because when you see a victory come through, you don't stop there. You keep going because it encourages
right.
you to keep
That's
going.
Right.
It inspires you to keep going and being
That's
optimistic. And yes, and this is wonderful. And ladies, everybody can, all you can stay on air. I got another caller from 310 calling in. You're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. You have any questions or comments? Go right ahead. Hello? Can you hear me? You're live and on the air. Did you want to speak? Because if you're in the queue, everyone, it is jam-packed. So press 1 to alert me that you want to come on air. And I believe I got Sam is calling in too, ladies. Okay? From Leap.
Great. Wonderful.
Go ahead. Area code 780. Is this Sam Wincup?
It sure is.
Hi, Sam. Welcome back. Another one that's
Thank
back.
Thank you.
From Lucy Edmonds
yeah.
Advocates Project. This is wonderful. Another guest here, everyone. We got them all together. And
well, listen,
I'm
not
going to
talk
everything.
For a long time. I just really I want to thank this team. It is a completely North American team. Us up in Canada, those guys down in the States, and I'm talking coast to coast. This is a really difficult job to do, is to find all these records about these elephants. And these ladies do an incredible job digging up the stories, because zoos and circuses don't really want you to know the dirty details. They want you to have the fluffy, nice stuff. So these ladies do their digging. They get that story out. And we want to remember all these elephants, because the circuses and zoos, once that news story's out, they're off the page. They're on to the next story, the next elephant. So that's all I really wanted to go in and say, was thank you to everybody on this team and to you for bringing us on to the air.
Oh, that's no problem. Welcome back, you know. And you're always, all of you are always welcome back. I'm not going to stop here, and I'm going to bring Lindsay Baker, the host for Saturday shows, which we're promoting this evening from Unchained TV, and it's formerly Jane Unchained News. And Jane, like I said at the beginning, she's been on the show a couple times. It was several years ago, but she's a wonderful person out there, advocate. I mean, she rocks. I mean, she's one of my all-time favorites out there when she had her own show, Issues. She's got me started with animal advocacy. I mean, I look at her, I was like, wow, you know. But this is wonderful, ladies. I'll always remember this. You know, it's so special for the elephants, and they deserve this. You know, we gone but will not be forgotten, and some of them didn't even have any lives. They were in prison, I mean, mistreated, abused, neglected. They don't deserve this. They don't die and come back on this earth just like us. So we have to be there for them and not give up. Give them justice, that beautiful word, justice, and victory. Okay, so please don't give up. And like those, I got mine still lit, everyone, a candle lit, and I've got some messages through Facebook. They're sending me messages with candles lit. Isn't that awesome? Thank you on Facebook. Thank you. I'll give you a shout-out for the candles being lit. I haven't checked out Twitter yet, but it's probably the same. And all you animal advocates, you're rocking the animals world for positive changes. You know, together we can make a difference. We got to at least try. Right, ladies? We have to. We cannot give up. And I will, towards the end of the show, I'm going to bring Lindsay back on, have her give the information for Saturday's event. Here Eastern time, it's 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and I will be listening with the candle lit. So I'm really looking forward to it, and we'll, you know, keep sharing all over social media, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, Pinterest. So everyone do take that foot in the right direction and get more people to join these events on Facebook. I got one myself, Worldwide Candlelight Vigil for Elephants. That's a number 4. And also International candlelight vigil for elephants. That's a number four also that that's on there, and you join and putting the information in, and it's going to stay there after, you know, we're all off the air. So whatever it takes, right, we got to keep taking action, ladies, and Debbie, we're not going to give up. Standing together, that's strength in numbers, okay? So, yeah, and we're down to 15 minutes here. And, such a great, a meaningful event, you know, the candlelight.
Debbie.
Yep.
So can you hear me? This is Kirsten. We have some really important information we'd like to share with your listeners about how they can participate and how they can send in photos to be part of our memorial video, and
yes,
how they can get their own copy of the bio package. So I'd like to pass it to Marilyn because she has all the specifics on that.
Okay, that's wonderful. Go right ahead. Anything that you can give out on air, and everyone, if you want to come back to the shows and listen, get the info, you're more than welcome. Listen and share 24/7, because 20 minutes after the show, it will be downloaded to listen to. Okay, go ahead, Marilyn.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Kirsten. We have mentioned our biography packet several times that has the stories of the elephants who died last year, and we've listed the festival elephants, and we have a few wild elephants. We really don't know a lot about them, but they're also, by name only, are included in the biography packet. So if you would like one, we will be glad to email you one so you can use it, read over, to use it in your personal vigil, or if you're getting together with a group, you know, to read through some of them, or it is over 70 pages, so it is quite lengthy, I'm sad to report. But email teamleapforlucy@gmail.com. That's teamleapforlucy@gmail.com, and just say, please send me a bio packet, and we'll get you one by email. Also, if you set up a vigil yourself or with a group or a few friends, you know, with your candle, anything that would bring comfort to thinking about these elephants, please take a photo or a video. We do ask that you take either one horizontally. You know, it does reproduce better. And if you video, it will be, please, less than 30 seconds. So if you'll post either your photo or video on the Vigil for Elephants Facebook page, and we'll acknowledge receipt, and we will include it in our video that we compile at the, you know, we have a couple of vigils that are going on later in the month, but we are going to compile a video, and we would love to include all of you. And if you know how to put your name and your location on your photo, feel free to do that, or let us know if you would like us to drop that in. Our graphic wizard, Sam, will be glad to do that, but we do need to get your permission. So all of this information is posted at the Vigil for Elephants Facebook page. I believe that's it. I think I
covered
everything.
Thank you for giving out the information. Yes. And you could go back to these shows, and even on the promos, there's links of all the guests here. You can look them up. Even on the PPJ Gazette, I got links to get to either their website or Facebook page, and they're probably have it on Twitter too. But it takes teamwork, everyone. And I got some callers calling in. This show is really rocking, everyone, so that's a huge plus for the elephants. Area code 626, you're live and on the air. You have any questions or comments for the guests, please?
Hi, Deb, and hi, everyone. This is Diana Munoz from Dental Giants. Just calling
how
in
you
to
doing, Diane? This is wonderful.
Hi, Diana.
Hello. I've been listening to all of all of you, and I just wanted to say thank you for doing this. It is a very heartbreaking job you are doing, and it's a great undertake, and I really, really want you to know we appreciate it. We do have to honor all of these elephants that are dying in such horrific ways. We have to unite, and we have to join hands so that this comes to an end immediately. And we have to just keep working and working and working until slavery and captivity and these senseless deaths just stop. So thank you so, so much for doing this.
This is
thank
wonderful,
you.
Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Another former guest. And I'm going to have you and Colby come back on there too, okay, for Gentle Giants. I'll be scheduling all of you, okay, on separate shows. So once I get started, because there's no limit on how many times you come on this show, okay? Diana,
well,
thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. But thank you. I just want to thank everyone, Kirsten, Barbara, everyone that has spoken today and, you know, in name of all of these elephants that have died in such horrific ways. Thank you so much. It really is appreciated, not only by us Dental Giants, but by the whole world. And you must know that we truly, truly appreciate everything you do. And it is very hard. It's heartbreaking. So thank
yes,
you.
It is.
And thank you also for Deb for allowing us, all of us, to have this platform to be able to communicate and unite and spread the word.
Hey,
you.
You're all part of the Voices Care for Animals family, okay? We're all one. And like I said, we'll be bringing you all back on. There's no limit, okay? And I hope you listen to this event on Saturday, for the 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern with Lindsay Baker on Chain TV. So it'll be live from Jane Velez Mitchell's Facebook page, okay?
Absolutely. We're co-host as well, so we will be supporting and very present.
This is wonderful. Oh, this is so touching. You know that? So meaningful. Love it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
thank
you, Diana,
everyone.
And thank you for calling
bye.
In, okay?
Okay,
and
bye-bye.
I got a caller calling from area code 845. Ladies, you can stay on air. You're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. Go right ahead. You have any comment or questions for any of the guests? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? You're live and on the air.
Sorry about that. Yes.
No problem.
I'm Marianne from New York, and I am an elephant advocate. And I follow a lot of these ladies. Thank you so much for all you do. And I want to just ask, people always say, well, elephants are endangered, so let's keep them in zoos and let's keep them in festivals and let's keep them in circuses. Could you answer that question of how you would answer?
Go right. Any of the ladies want to answer that? Go ahead. Okay.
Sure. This is Sandra Klinger, the Elephant Advocacy Project. The idea that captivity is in any way conservation of the species of elephant, either Asian or African, is a false narrative. They are not surviving in captivity. The evidence of that, in fact, this is the failure of captivity to for elephants to provide any sort of benefit to the species is what actually prompted the ban of live export of, for example, African elephants 2 years ago at CITES. They're supposed to ban the live export. And the reason for that was that keeping elephants in captivity has without question been proven now with the scientific record and studies and research over the many years they have been taken from the wild into captivity or bred in captivity to do horrible things to elephants, physically and mentally. We now know it actually does brain damage to them to be held in captivity. And that's regular captivity, and then you add to that if you add to that the horrible physical abuse that elephants that are free handled with bull hooks or other weapons that they use to keep them doing what they're being told to do, it's even worse. They're, you know, they're confined in small spaces. They're not fed natural diet. They're not allowed to have normal relations. They should have a long-standing familial relation with females for both Asian and African elephants. If they have babies, if their babies survive, they're usually taken from them. So it is just a horrible life of bondage and enslavement. And so there is no way that it does anything good for those individual elephants, and it does nothing good for the species, because if nothing else, their genes have been removed from the gene pool to increase where they should be for the wild population. So we're stripped. We have for years stripped out individual elephants and shipped them into captivity where they're not even able to contribute to the species, much less they have a horrible life in prison. That's how
I
mean.
Life is the pits. And ladies, we're down to like 3.5 minutes here, and I wanted to bring Lindsay back on air and give this event for Saturday. Lindsay, you still there? You're live and on the air. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much. Yes, remind people again, go to facebook.com/JaneVelez Mitchell at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, and it will go for 1 hour. The first part, we will be talking about some of the things here and going into depth on some other things. Amazing video performed by Nicolette Auber that will be accompanying a video, a very sad video, but beautiful tribute. And it's just going to be amazing, and we will be the second half lighting candles and following the program.
Great. That is wonderful, Lindsay. And I will be there, okay, and having a candle lit and watching and live on Jane Velez Mitchell Unchained TV on Facebook, everyone. So please join us, and they have online events. And let's stand and speak up for the elephants, lighter candles, gone but will not ever be forgotten. Okay, so I want to thank you, ladies, Kirsten Cluster, Elephant Guardians of Los Angeles coming on this evening, Sandra Klinger, the Elephant Advocacy Project, Sam Wincup and Marilyn Glazer, Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project, Barbara Levette, Save Nosy Now. And I didn't have Courtney show up, but I will get a hold of her, ladies, okay, and have her on for Free the Oregon Zoo Elephants. So please, everyone, join us this Saturday, Vigil Number 4 Elephants, worldwide candlelight for the elephants that have died in captivity in 2021. So please, spread the word out there. And let's remember and keep taking action to see them live in freedom and comfort and peace, you know, what we all love to do. So next week, ladies, thank you so much. And Diana Munoz from Gentle Giants, thank you for calling in. That was awesome. And Lindsay, thank you for participating tonight. This has been so heartwarming to have you on, an honor. Okay, so I will be there on Saturday, okay? And everyone, next week is, at 7 o'clock Eastern, I have Wayne Pacelli on. Welcome him back, President of Animal Wellness Action, and hope you join in. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. But thank you, all you listeners. This show has been rocking the airways, and that's good news for our elephant friends, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you join us next week. And may God bless you all. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Debbie. Bye-bye.
Thank Barbara, Sandra, and Kirsten.